everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in downtown Oklahoma City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sale. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
A positive board for cattle contracts early in the week could be a strong indication as to where the week could go if support remains and cash trade follows suit. The complex will have a lot of pressure to navigate through with the cattle on feed report coming out on Friday. December corn down 5¾ cents today at 368¼. The Dow Jones down 50 points and the NASDAQ down 0.46 points. Over in live cattle today, Tuesday's market showed intention of making gains and hopefully keeping them. Tuesday live cattle opened at 98.20 and have edged upwards to 99.52½, a $1.52½ gain. Nearby and deferred contracts all have gains today, with the strongest gain being seen in February 2020. Holding on to that gain could be a signal for the cash market to take $1 to $2. As of today, though, no bids or cash trades have been established, but with a strengthening board, packers will be leery whether or not gains will stick, and feedlots will want to see just how far this rally could go before they bid their cattle. Meanwhile, today, box beef cutouts were higher, with choice up $1.39 at $2.2201, select up 42 cents at $1.96.99. Line box movement today of 58 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, October's on a roll today, seeing some greater gains than the live cattle contracts. The October feeder cattle contract opened today at $134.10 and has since then jumped up to $138.52½, taking a $4.32½ gain. Whether this rally is in conjunction with the live cattle contract or because corn prices have been hit hard, feeders will gladly take the gains regardless. In grains today, corn was 4 to 6 cents lower, with soybean trade 6 to 8 cents lower, meal $1.50 to $2.50 lower, and oil 15 to 25 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 1 to 8 cents lower, with spillover pressure from the row crops and little other fresh news. The Kansas City-Chicago spread at 79, pulling back from the high end of the range again.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.